Good. Oh, it's already morning. It's yeah, 12:15 in the morning at night. Well, at night on the 4th of May, 2013, and I should be in bed, but I'm still awake, kind of pondering on things and getting slightly panicked. Right. I am aware that some of the reason I'm panicking is absolutely my own fault, and I don't, I don't whitewash that. I know I could have done all that earlier, but I, yeah, I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. I actually have no idea. I didn't think it would take that long, I guess, but anyway, so I started getting my list ready, of things I need. And I was going to, just a second, I was going to buy it, the stuff. I was going to buy it on Ocado, which is the supermarket I've been talking about on here a few weeks ago. However, sadly, my stuff didn't come up to 40 quid, so I couldn't, sorry, £40, so I couldn't get the delivery. So okay, fine. So I'm going to Waitrose tomorrow to get most of the stuff and get the rest on a Sunday or Monday. Okay, that's not the biggest deal. As I was saying on another Audioboo, I spoke to a pharmacy advisor in my surgery, and they said I should try and crush my tablets. Now I can buy a crushing thing. I forgot what, I don't know what it's called really. I should really look it up. I could buy something that can crush tablets. Okay, I can do that. It's no biggie, but they said that you can crush tablets between a spoon. Now, with some tablets that works, with some it doesn't. My cholesterol tablets, simvastatin, is easy to crush between the spoons, so that's done. That is easy to do. So I haven't got any issue with that. Next time I'll just crush it over a glass and then just put it into the water or milk or whatever I'm going to be having with it. Not a big deal. The big deal, however, is my diabetes tablets, my metformin. And I tried to crush them, they just kind of jumped out of the spoons. I then tried to plunge them into water and stuck a fork in it, which didn't help either. They're like not even the fork could pierce through them. Wondering if I'm blooming swallowing a stone there or a tablet. It does dissolve somewhat, but it's really, really hard. So I'm like, and then they said, well, 150 milliliters of water is too much to mix it with. So I've got to chuck all my tablets into a tiny bit of water or a tiny bit of whatever I'm going to be having with it. I just don't see how that's going to work. The trouble now is, if I had even, now, A, if I had done it earlier, or at least if the people in my surgery, in my general practitioner's surgery, would have got back to me quicker, I would have probably tried it outside, folks, it doesn't work, and they would have probably given me some liquids, which they moaned about being more expensive, which, yeah, okay, it might well be, but for me, it's like, I've got to take four tablets a day. I'm not allowed to eat yogurts and stuff, which they said, oh, you can just put it in yogurt and crush it in the yogurt. I'm not eating yogurts after my diet. I have to have it really liquid. So I'm going to have to probably mix it into my milk, which is going to be gross, but that's going to have to happen. I have to do that. So if I can't crush the tablet with that crushing thing I'm going to buy tomorrow, they're going to get a call from me on Tuesday. I'm not going to be nasty about it because I know part of it is my fault. I could have got to the doctors earlier, but if for some reason I just for some reason had a worry. I'm just too scared, too worried of things I shouldn't have done, you know, I should have just gone. But, yeah, crap, but it happened now, so I can't really, you know, I can't dwell on it too much. I'm just going to have to make the best of it. I'm going to try and get a tablet crusher tomorrow. If anyone knows the real name for those things, please boo me or tweet me or do whatever you have to do to kind of let me know so I don't look like an idiot tomorrow to explain to the lady in the pharmacy what I actually want. Thank you very much. But all that kind of threw me into a slight panic, and I know I shouldn't be panicking. It's not good for me. after everything's going so well, because I talked to my dietitian this morning, and she said that the hospital has been settling down, meaning that there will be more beds free now. So even though I'll still have to call them on the same day, I'm likely to be just fine, which is good news. But the whole tablet thing kind of has thrown me somewhat into a frenzy. Need to get these diabetes tablets crushed, because I could not swallow those big fat things after my operation, and I also cannot throw them into lots and lots of water because obviously I'll be full quicker. So it's actually not a good idea for me to drink that much. Bummer. I need to kind of find a way to do this. So wish me luck, or pray for me that I'm going to be okay with that crusher, and that I will kind of find a way to take my tablets through the day with my water. I'm sure there's going to be a way. It's just the first thought that kind of completely scares me. Like I said, any other tablets are fine. I have to take a tube of vitamins, which I have to get from Boots, which is our pharmacist, or Waitrose, hopefully tomorrow. My thyroxine tablets are really, really tiny, so I can just keep taking them the way I always take them. Like I said, my simvastatin, which is my cholesterol tablets, are crushable easily, so that's not a biggie. But like I said, my diabetes tablets, which I've got to take 3 times a day, so I've got to get a way to crush them. But I think, you know, talking about it actually helped me to realise, well, I'm just going to have to drink 3 small glasses of water a day with them kind of mixed in, which is going to taste disgustingly bitter because they are bitter. And obviously I'm not allowed to drink anything more, and I can't drink them really quickly, so it's going to be slow torture. But I guess it's going to be worth it. So yeah, unless I'm thinking of throwing it into something sweetened, like making a thin custard or something. That might be an idea, but again, that's at least a way I can use it when. That's at least a way I can try and do it once. That's a good idea. Anyway, sorry about the ramblings. I've actually had a good day. We went to Gloucester to see friends. And I've been actually good eating today. I've only had 770 calories. Yay, go me. And we walked. And we didn't walk as much as Friday. Thursday, sorry. But we walked a bit, and we walked home from Joe's afterwards in the dark, and walked home from the bus stop to our home. So that was all right. So it's been a good day. It's been a very good day. We had some prayer with our friend, and he prayed for me extensively about my operation, which is fantastic. Tomorrow I will just take it easy. I will go to Waitrose, get everything I need. As a matter of fact, I think before I go to bed, I'm going to do a list of things I need and put it into my notes and my phone, and take that tomorrow to Waitrose so I don't forget things. So there we go. That's gonna be... I had a read through the plans, that my eating plans, the liquid diet plan, you know, the first 2 weeks after the surgery. Excuse me. And then the pureed and mashed plan, or lumpy liquid or whatever, on weeks 3 and 4. They are easy enough, but they're also, there's some things I've just need to talk to my dietitian with, but I can have, I'll see you on Wednesday, so it should be alright. Anyway, that's really it for me right now. I guess what you can learn out of my audiobook this time is don't put things off to the last minute. Actually, it wasn't the last minute, but well, in a way it was, because I could have done it earlier, but in another way, they took more than a week to get back to me, which is not cool either. But it was a combined miss effort. If that word exists, but if it doesn't, it does now. It was me not doing it early enough, and it was them then taking ages. That combined is now dangerous, but oh well. I'll probably call the nurse again on Tuesday, the bariatric nurse, and talk to her about it. See what she suggests, and maybe she can put some light into this frenzy. Anyway, I am going to just relax and try not to let this get to me. It's a long weekend, so I don't want to get, you know, hung up on that. I should just go to bed, but I want to read my tweets first. I know that's silly, but hey. And I will talk to you later on today, because it already is tomorrow. Talk to you soon.